It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 22, and so please you turn to that because we'll begin the study in a few moments. And while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street, just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you would like to call us, our phone number here at the church is 217-847-2717. And if you would like to visit our website, it was Parkview Bible Church, parkviewbiblechurch.org, and that will get you to our website. And we have many studies at the website, and we have our Constitution, Plan of Salvation, so please look to there. And also, if you would like to email us at parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. And so please that you would contact us if you would like to. And so now we'll begin the study, Revelation chapter 22, beginning to read with the 8th verse today, Revelation 22:8. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then said he unto me, See thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God. And he said to me, Seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand, and that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He that is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. He that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right in to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs, and sorcerers, and whoremongers, and murderers, and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root of the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. And which he which testify these things says, Surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. What a beautiful verse of Scripture. Let's go to the Lord in prayer before we start the study today. Father, we thank you and praise you for the opportunity to come and to be together and cover and discover your precious Word. Look through these precious words and know that they're your words, dear Lord. Just guide and lead us, Father, through each phrase, each word, each paragraph, that we may know your will and know your way and walk with you each day. Please, dear Lord, just guide us. I just ask for your perfect and glorious will and way, and just show us that today, Father. Bring those that do not know you as their personal Savior, those that have not trusted in you yet. Please today, Lord, that you would bring them. Let the Spirit of God call you, and please listen as he calls. He'll give you some instruction, and that instruction, the first one you're not going to like because it's going to show you who you are. But by doing that, you'll realize that you really need a Savior. And then the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, will introduce you to the Lord Jesus. Father, what a simple way. What a way to do it. And Father, please, that every person that's listening then will say yes to your Son, the Lord Jesus, and be saved. Please, as we've studied and enjoyed this book for so long, it's just been such a precious study. I just ask that you'll guide and lead us, Father. Lead us through it and help us to enjoy it each and every day. And again, bring those that are lost to salvation and those that are saved closer to you. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Last time we were together, we went back into the Daniel chapter 12. And we looked at some things there and had a good study and enjoyed those things. And please that you understand that Scripture confirms Scripture. And a question that was raised, and it's a good question, and that is the second verse, backing up a little ways, chapter 22, verse 2, in the midst of the street of it and on either side of the river was there a tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And the question was raised, what's the need for the healing of the nations? Isn't this a perfect place where there's no tears and no sin? And the answer that I can give to that is that when we had in our past, there is always war. There is never the perfect relationship between nations, between individuals. But with the presence of God in this place, that is where the perfect health and perfect happiness exists. And so what a wonderful day that's going to be. To be and live in a perfect place. And this healing, you know, it is something that is going to be enjoyed. Just the joy of everything being perfect and everyone enjoying the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ and God the Father. What a glorious day that's going to be. And so just enjoy it and knowing that that everything is going to be made better. And that's maybe not the explanation that you were looking for, but I believe that gives us what that's really talking about, because this manner of fruit that it's talking about, it's going to have fruit nonstop, you know, in any area that I'm familiar with, why there's always a time that the tree is dormant and not producing fruit, and not here. Here, those trees are going to be producing fruit continually. Oh, what a wonderful day that's going to be. And again, we looked at the Daniel chapter 12 last time, and we kind of come to the 11th verse. I started there with verse 8 so we could kind of build into it. A couple things I don't want you to miss in review, and that's what happened to John. John knelt down before this angel, and it wasn't long, and immediately the angel said, "Oh, no, we worship God. We are all equal. You don't worship me." Now, man today, enjoy being bowed down to. They desire that kind of patting on the back and acknowledging for their efforts. That's not to be in the walk of a Christian. A Christian should always be humble and be there to help others. And first, of course, in order to be a Christian, you must be born again and then begin to enjoy life, and by helping others, bringing people to the Lord Jesus. And then in the 10th verse, it said to seal not. Now, that's the reason we read back in Daniel, because in Daniel it said to seal them. Now we're to seal them not, and saying that the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. What a glorious time that we are living in. This book is complete, everything is here, and it's just as if John had lived through what he had seen, and that was some 2,000 years ago almost. And then in verse 11, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He that is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. The day, eternal day, has dawned. And once you have chosen to trust in the Lord Jesus or to reject him, your destiny is set. And if you trust in him and believe that he is your Savior, call upon him for to be your Savior, then what comes to pass is that you become righteous, and you become more righteous and more holy as time goes by. And then we're talking about this place over here where the healing of the nations and the fruit and all the joy that we're going to have. And at the same time, on the other side, those that rejected the Lord Jesus are still in their sin, and they are unjust, and they will be unjust still, and that unjustness and that filthiness will do nothing but increase. Our righteousness and our holiness will increase. Their filthiness and unjustness will increase. That's the both sides of it. So please understand, it is fixed, it's permanent, their destinies are set. And so when you leave this world, it's over. And so, my friend, please, please trust in the Lord Jesus. You hear of all kinds of religions and all kinds of ways. How simple is that? How wonderful is it to trust in the Lord Jesus as your Savior and be born again and begin to walk the walk and have the fellowship with this precious book, with our precious Savior that has written this book, and it's a living book to help guide you through this life. And all the things that are going on today in this world, almost much of it is the evil, of course, is all opposing this book. And a person cannot confess to be a Christian. You confess to be any kind of any other religion, and nobody has a problem with it. And the reason is because Satan loves this world, and he wants to keep everyone damned to go to hell with him. And if you trust in the Lord Jesus, then that's not going to happen, but you may face his persecution and his ridicule because you have accepted Jesus as your Savior and not stood with him any longer. And I hope that you make that decision today. Now, as we kind of begin the study today, and again, we've kind of looked at the 11th verse, and now to verse 12, "And behold, I come quickly. My reward is with me, to give every man according as he has work shall be." And then the 13th verse, "I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last." Both of these verses are wonderful verses. To say he's coming quickly, he is coming soon, and not only coming, but he is coming with rewards, and that's what that precious verse is telling us, coming with rewards. In the 7th verse, "Behold, I come quickly, you see. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book." And now here in the 12th verse, "Behold, I come quickly. My reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be." Now, please don't be confused with that verse of Scripture that you're working your way to heaven. Salvation is gained only by faith. Coming to the Lord Jesus, calling upon him, and then he keeps you, he seals you. A lot of people have problems with that. The Word of God is so clear about eternal security, about once saved, always saved, whatever you want to call it. The day I met my Lord Jesus Christ is the day he sealed me, and I am his eternally. you say, well, how can that be when there's sins that you have committed since then? How could he forgive sins that you haven't committed yet? Jesus died on the cross of Calvary for my sin and for your sin 2,000 years ago. How could he do that? How could he die on the cross and take my sin away, and I wasn't even born yet? If he is able to do that, and I truly believe the Word of God is very clear that he is able to do that, and I know he is able to do that, then why couldn't he take the sin of my future away when it was all in the future from the time that he died on the cross? All those in the past, he took their sin away. If they come by faith, Abraham and Isaac, Jacob, Israel, they had to continue to bring sacrifices because the work had not been completed, and it was completed upon the cross of Calvary where Jesus died. All you have to do is come by faith and believe. Now, these works that we're talking about here, according as his work shall be, the rewards, those things are just an extra for us. Jesus died on the cross, saved us. We're born again. Wonderful. Now, let's get to work. Let's serve him. Not because I have to. Not because I'm trying to keep my salvation. But because I want to serve my God. I love him. I want to please him. I want to have fellowship with him. And when I work and try to please him and have fellowship with him, then and only then is there are things laid up in heaven for me. And not that it's going to be a fancier house than someone else or a fancier whatever. It's not that at all. It's that when I'm serving him, I'll have more to lay at his feet the day I see him face to face. And what a glorious day that's going to be. Coming soon. Coming with rewards. Behold, I come quickly. This 13th verse says, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. The only one who can speak these words, Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end, first and the last. It's part of the divine title of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's look at some verses of Scripture here. Back in Revelation chapter 1, verse 8. Revelation chapter 1, verse 8. I am Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end, saith the Lord, which is, which was, which is to come, the Almighty. Verse 17. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and death. And verse 21, 6. Revelation 21, 6. And he said to me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of water of life freely. Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end. Now here in this 13th verse, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Let's go to the Gospel of John. John chapter 1. Gospel of John, John chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. What glorious words. What wonderful words. Verse 14, blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. What privileges, what freedom, do his commandments. Blessed are they who have washed their robes. Do his commandments is listen to his words. And his word is whosoever. That's who has the advantage to this. Whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. What a wonderful gift to have. We know that Romans chapter 10, verse 4, that Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believes. How simple does it get? No one inherits eternal life by keeping his commandments. No one. We receive eternal life when we come by faith to Jesus. All can enjoy the tree of life and go in and go out of the city only if they are washed by the blood of the Lamb. That's the only way. Only if you're washed by the blood of the Lamb. We're going to read verse 14 again. Blessed are they that do his commandments, call upon him, whosoever, that they may have right. Now, when we look at the commandments, you think of the Ten Commandments. I have to keep the Ten Commandments. God commands us, calls upon us to accept him, to call upon him. And when that call comes, we need to trust in him and follow after him. That they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. Again, a freedom, privileges that we have as believers only comes if they are washed by the blood of the Lamb. Verse 15, for without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. For without does not mean outside the city limits of this holy city. It does mean outside all, means outside of all that is made new. The lake of fire, there is found the dogs and the like. We will be full of joy and rewards. We need to look to the Word of God. Confirm the Word of God from verse to verse. What a joy to understand that those that are unjust and those that are filthy will not be present. Those that are without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. They will not be there. They will be outside all that's made new. They will be held, the place called the lake of fire, for eternity. And as we've talked about, they'll be dying, continually dying. If you know someone or even yourself that you have had a terminal illness and that you're sick right now and you're facing death, do you realize if you die without Jesus? I'm not talking about a religion. I'm talking about a personal relationship with a person named Jesus Christ, the Son of God. If you will call upon him, the day that you die, you will be taken, as the Scripture tells us, the angels took Lazarus home, will be handled and cared for, and no more pain, no more crying, no more suffering. But if you reject the Lord Jesus, if you reject that free gift of salvation, what comes to you is that the very pain and suffering you're facing today, the very heartache you have today, will continue through eternity, never ending. Never ending. And so as this pain and suffering is taking over your body, and as you're dying, yes, physically, you will die and leave this earth. But your soul, and then there'll be a time when that body will be reunited with you. There is a bodily resurrection of both the saved and the lost. And you will face that pain and suffering eternally, through eternity, never, ever ending. Always dying and yet never dying. Just like you are right now. If you're facing this, please, today come. If you know someone that's facing it, please take this great message to them and tell them. I'm not talking about being a Presbyterian or a Methodist or a Baptist or I'm not talking about being any kind of organized religion. I'm talking about a personal relationship with Jesus. You need Jesus. And so please, you trust in him today and then you call upon him. And you take that precious message to others, because you'll know it's real if you would just call upon him. This scripture verse here, verse 16, "And Jesus, I, Jesus, have sent mine angels to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star." We just continue to see wonderful verses. This verse tells us that we should read and hear and study this precious book from beginning to end, from Genesis to Revelation, but especially here, this book that we have been spending so much time in, the book of Revelation. Now that John witnessed what is to come for the lost and for the saved, he is told to report this to the churches, to send this to the churches, that it would be heard and studied. We have enjoyed a great study over this precious book. It has taken us, and we still have a little more to go. And yet we have been there well over 2 years. Wonderful studying the book of Revelation, verse by verse. I hope that you have not missed it. If you have, you can go to the website and go to the Bible study and then down to the book of Revelation, and it is all there. If you would like to pick up what you've missed or study it again, or make any reference to it, you're sure welcome to it. Download it. Everything is free. The gospel is free, and everything is free. So please come and download that and enjoy it and study it. Know for sure first that you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. I am the root and the offspring of David. Let's look at that just for a minute here, and that's about all we have left. I am the root and the offspring of David. Jesus was born king of the Jews. That's what the wise men said, Matthew chapter 2, verse 2. We'll look this up next time we're together. And Jesus died, and when he died, they put this over his head. This is king of the Jews. You'll find that Matthew 27, 37. That was at the crucifixion. The first one was his birth. And then Jesus shall reign as king of the Jews. You'll find that in Zechariah 9:9, shouted by the prophet Zechariah, "Behold, the king cometh. He is just and having salvation." What a glorious, glorious words. My dear friend, this is just a wonderful study. And I hope that you enjoy it each time we're together. I know I just learn and grow and enjoy it so much. But the most important thing is that you come to know the Lord Jesus as your Savior. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus.